Flux Pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5, 6 minutes after the hour on this Monday morning. We do appreciate you listening. Still to come on the program, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth will be with us. That's in about 30 minutes from now, so make sure you stay tuned. But join us now. Very pleased to bring on my next guest. Always comes on this show, so we're appreciative of that. But she's running for United States Senate here in Alabama. I know she's very popular on my side of the bay in Fairhope, just based on the yard signs. But Katie Britt joins us on the line. Katie, good morning. How are you?
Jeff, I am doing well. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for making time for us. Well, before we get into the deep, dark matter that has become our national politics, how is the campaign going?
It is going really well. I was down in your neck of the woods last night and now am headed up to the Shoals. So literally, from one side of the state to the other. I don't know that you could have a longer trek, but we are excited to be doing it, exciting to just meet with people and to listen. And I will tell you this, people are angry, Jeff. People are frustrated, and people are ready for something different.
Yeah, the angry part, I get that. I think obviously when you have a Democrat administration, you do have kind of a little bit of an uptick in buyer's remorse, particularly in a place like here, like Alabama. But I think it really kind of, I mean, this seems what Joe Biden put out with vaccines and the mandate and the way he's going about it. I mean, you could put everything Barack Obama did in 8 years, and I don't know that we've had quite a constitutional overstep like this since then.
Oh, I could not agree more. You know, Biden has completely sidestepped the Constitution, and these executive orders are more like that from a dictatorship. And the thing is, I mean, Jeff, if you really think about this, I mean, he is mandating, and putting hurdles in front of people who are trying to earn a paycheck while placing zero hurdles in front of those people who are coming across our border illegally or those people who are accepting a welfare check from the federal government. I mean, think about that. We have federal employees, federal contractors, healthcare workers, you know, at facilities that must show a proof of vaccination. You think of these hardworking Alabamians and Americans, you know, some of who may be just a few months away from being vested in their retirement, you know, who have been working their whole life. And then Joe Biden comes in and says, in order for you to keep working and in order for you to keep getting a paycheck to provide for your family, you must, you know, I'm going to take away your freedom of choice and you must get this vaccination. Now, yet he is not saying that to the people who are coming across our border illegally. He is not saying that to people who are living off the government dime or who are choosing to not go back to work. So essentially, your freedoms are only being infringed on if you're a hardworking, law-abiding American.
Yeah, and it is, you know, it's disappointing, but this is, elections have consequences. And, you know, people, I guess, are having to learn the hard way there. But when we talk about the vaccine and look, I don't know where you are on the vaccine or any of that, but it does seem to me that we've lost that art of persuasion, that it is not trying to convince people why you should do this, why it's the right thing. We are now seeing big government saying you must do this. I mean, this is something that we couldn't have imagined 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, absolutely not. And make no mistake, once you give up a freedom to the government, you're never getting it back. And I have chosen to be vaccinated. My husband has chosen to be vaccinated. And we encourage others to talk with their doctor and to make that decision for themselves. You know, you can look at the numbers and you can see, you know, what the vaccine is doing for those who are being hospitalized and the chances, you know, the better chances that they have of full recovery. But that is a choice. And when the government comes in and, like a dictatorship, mandates that you do it, I mean, and think about this. You look over the course of our country, and any time we cede these types of freedoms, we do not get them back. And this was something that we saw that we worked on in my previous role at the Business Council of Alabama, where we worked to lead the effort to say, let's keep Alabama open. Because in November, we saw, obviously, with what occurred, with the election and then the numbers and cases going up, we knew that there were going to be more and more mandates coming down from the federal government. And sure enough, that's exactly what is happening. And we wanted to coalesce and say, look, hardworking Alabamians want the dignity, to have the dignity of a hard day's work. We want to be able to earn a paycheck. We want to be able to provide for our families. And that is the fabric of America. That's what we're built on, is working hard each day and working to achieve the American dream. What you see with Joe Biden is him pushing us further and further towards government dependency, further and further towards socialism. I mean, even in this, like I said, placing a hurdle in front of getting a paycheck, but not placing a hurdle in front of participating in our government welfare system.
Katie, the other side of this, we talk about the worker employee side of it, but the business side of it, we already have labor shortages, and a lot of that is just due to government policy and the way that the government, is putting out all these benefits, is keeping people from working, or an eviction moratorium. It's disincentivizing work. But, it's already hard enough for a lot of businesses to find employees. If you start putting in more regulation, more mandates, then this is going to be problematic for those businesses that are just finding the hard time to find labor.
Oh, Jeff, you are spot on. I am the daughter of two small business owners, and I saw firsthand growing up that what happens in D.C. and what happens in Montgomery, affects your ability to employ people with good paying jobs, and it affects the bottom line. And the best thing that the government can do is get out of the way. If you look, obviously, in our state, we are seeing help wanted signs everywhere. It crosses every industry and every corner of the state. And yet, we have an unemployment rate of, 3.2%. If you look on a national scale, Jeff, the Department of Labor put out that there are 11 million job openings across our country, and yet only 8 million people seeking work. So now we're going to say to hardworking, law-abiding Americans that, hey, if you don't get your vaccine, we're going to take away your paycheck and send you packing and send you back going back home. That is fundamentally un-American.
Well, there's another aspect to this. I don't know logistically how the federal government would be capable of pulling off such a massive undertaking by requiring a mandate. It feels like it would take at least a year to put all the right, regulatory authorities in place. So it makes me wonder, was this, would this have really been about taking the eye off the ball in Afghanistan? And by doing so, introducing politics into the pandemic, which it's been done over and over, that's nothing new right now. But for the Biden administration to do it, that they're making a political calculation. They're not necessarily looking out for the best interest of the health and well-being of their constituents.
Every single thing that the Biden administration has done over the last 8-9 months has push this country in the wrong direction. So you start with obviously the overspending, which it gets to the heart of what you are talking about, with people not coming back to work because we paid them more to stay home than they could earning a hard day's work. The continual overspending, obviously what we're seeing with these so-called infrastructure packages that are really there to change the fabric of this nation, again, driving us further and further towards government dependency. And then you look at obviously what's happening at the border and just the open and porous border, rolling back President Trump's policies, which has been a complete and total disaster, but that all lays at the feet of the Biden administration. And then you talk about Afghanistan. You mentioned Afghanistan. Talk about fundamentally un-American. Leaving people behind, leaving Americans behind, leaving our Christian, missionaries to be taken. And make no mistake, all of these people we left behind in our Afghan allies, they are all hostages. And we are hearing that day in and day out. And so this is just yet another failure of the Biden administration, yet showing weakness again, trying to take away our freedoms of hard-working, law-abiding Americans. And so we have to stand up, because once they take these freedoms, we will not get them back, Jeff.
Joined by Katie Britt here, a former head of the Business Council of Alabama, running for United States Senate on the Republican side. Katie, back to the Afghanistan stuff. I assume you've encountered a lot of people. That was, you know, I'm not obviously old enough to remember Vietnam, but whenever I was a kid and they talked about Vietnam, it was, you know, seen as a shameful chapter in American history, the fall of Saigon and the helicopters on the roof of the embassy, and it was not really talked about very favorably. And I wonder, you know, when we're looking back at Afghanistan, even with all the 9/11 commemorations, if we're going to look at Afghanistan like we looked at Vietnam.
Well, you know, Jeff, what I will say, and we need to start with, I think, each and every time, is thanking our servicemen and women. You know, letting those men and women who left their youth behind to go to the battlefield to make sure that we could be, you know, free and protected and safe on our own soil, and also giving hope to millions over in the Middle East. You know, we need to give, we owe them a great debt of gratitude. And their sacrifice was not in vain, because for 20 years, you know, we look back at 9/11 and I think we all remember that day. I mean, everybody remembers where they were. And it's the day that the world changed, when these innocent lives were lost to, you know, radical Islamic terrorism. And so we have to make sure that every day they realize that their sacrifice was not in vain, because we have been able to be safe on our own soil because of them. But you're right. When you look across, you know, these different wars, you know, every generation has their own war. And for, you know, you and I, obviously, and I, you know, at about to be 40, these were, over the last 20 years, these were our friends who left their youth and innocence behind to make sure that we were protected. You know, we had people that went straight out of high school and went straight to serve under our flag. And we had people who stepped away from college and stepped away from jobs because they believe in our country and they believe in America. And we saw unity and people coalescing around the American flag and the American dream and protecting what we have here in a way that makes it incredibly special for our generation, and one that we have to make sure that we preserve what they did and how they fought for us.
Kitty, real quick, we just got a minute or two here, but are you a believer that the state of Alabama needs to stand up to these the Biden administration's mandates here?
Oh, absolutely, Jeff. I actually sent the governor a message and just said thank you for your leadership and what you're doing here. And so really pleased to see that. And we have to keep fighting. You know, like I said, if you give away these freedoms, you don't get them back.
Yeah, and, you know, it's the lesson about government. I mean, it's, you give up a little, and it's hard to get it back. I guess just like government spending, once you start a new program, you have to give it up. But it all comes out of, any government action comes at a cost.
You're exactly right. And you look at what Joe Biden said just a few months ago. You know, we put out those efforts saying, let's keep Alabama open. And you know, Joe Biden has come out and said, I am not going to mandate these things. Well, now look at where we are. It just shows you that you have to stand up, and you have to be loud, and you have to protect these freedoms at all costs.
Yeah, and that you know, they slip away in a hurry. I mean, it's this the worry here that, you know, today the justification for rolling back some freedom, it's not about freedom. The justification there is, well, this is a global pandemic and we have to take extraordinary precautions. But the bar every time seems to get lower and lower for what defines.
That's right. You can't circumvent the Constitution, Jeff. You're spot on that right there.
Katie, folks want to find out more about your campaign, or they just want to check you out. Tell them where to look.
Absolutely. Katie Britt for Alabama. So please look us up. It's Katie Britt for Senate is our website, and Katie Britt for Alabama on all forms of social media. We certainly want to earn your support, and we are working hard every single day to listen, learn, and to fight for you. And certainly want to say thank you to all the people in Baldwin and Mobile County and in your listening area. We have had a tremendous amount of energy down there, and I have been, you know, privileged to work on so many various issues, whether it's red snapper or oyster beds or Dolphin Island, or you know, making sure that we're getting the right infrastructure down there to deepen and widen the port. And so and obviously, hey, if we were going to have a real infrastructure bill in DC, it would need to include that bridge. But certainly appreciate all the people down there and look forward to continuing to get to know everyone and earning their vote.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Katie, we appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks again, Jeff.
Katie Britt running for United States Senate here in Alabama. Got to get a break here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free.